This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Albert's a 50-year-old African-American diagnosed with an aggressive type of bone cancer. Carl is also a 50-year-old Caucasian diagnosed with an identical type of cancer. Both men are sick and both need high-quality care. But a growing body of research suggests that from this point forward, not much about the two men's illnesses will be the same. One could fill a small library with the medical research that has documented large gaps in care that exist between ethnic groups. Most disappointing is that despite significant sums of money that have begun to flow into this area since 1985, there hasn't been any real improvement. In some areas, differences have worsened. African Americans have more pediatric asthma hospitalizations, more new cases of AIDS. American Indians are less likely to receive prenatal care. Latinos are less likely to receive cancer screening. Now, the rates of disease and access to medical treatments are not the only area where Albert and Carl may differ. When Carl develops serious bone pain from his cancer, the doctors will treat his pain aggressively based on a decade-long effort by the medical community to better prepare doctors to manage serious pain. As an example, emergency departments use 60% more strong pain medicines today than they did a decade ago. But research also suggests that as an African American, Albert's identical bone pain will be treated much less aggressively by his doctor. If he needs to go to an ER for pain control, he'll be far less likely to receive aggressive treatment. He's also less likely to receive potent pain relievers, and if he does, they will be prescribed at lower doses. If doctors decide to operate, Albert will likely face an amputation, while doctors will offer Carl limb-preserving surgery intended to allow him to walk and follow up with radiation treatment. These gaps are not new. As far back as medical records have existed in America, there is evidence of disparities or ethnic differences in health care. In the past, this was assumed to be due to poverty and access to health care, but the situation today is far more complicated. When researchers look only at older people, all of whom are covered by the same medical insurance, Medicare, they see the same health disparities. This suggests that issues aren't just whether a person has health insurance or not. There are probably also differences in people's health behaviors and in their trust in doctors. We need to refocus research so that rather than documenting these differences, we focus on changing the patterns. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.